Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Bird Show.
So producer Joanna here is in the middle of, in the beginning phases, really, of planning her wedding, right?
Definitely the beginning.
How involved is Jason, your fiance, in your wedding plans?
Well, he's not really, like, I tell him, like, oh, I'm looking into this photographer or I'm looking into this reception place, and he listens, but he has been throwing out ideas for the wedding. So involved, like, is he making phone calls and, like, planning, you know, appointments? No. But involved in, like, offering his, ideas and suggestions, yes.
So you guys are doing it. It's a partnership.
It is. He chose the location and he chose the date.
Okay.
And that's the cool. Theme.
And you're getting in May 2017, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good date, Jason.
2018.
Here's the reason why I'm asking, and I want to turn the tables on guys today because, you know, since the beginning of time, guys and other women have been making fun of women that become quote-unquote bridezillas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like they control everything. They're out of hand. Like, what's a classic definition of a bridezilla?
Well, you can't talk to them the entire year that they're planning their wedding about anything other than their wedding.
So serious.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's like the entire world has stopped except for wedding planning. Like, nothing else is going on. Nobody else has lives. Nothing else is moving forward in anyone else's life. It's just a standstill. And that's all they can talk about
and
when
I think
you talk to them.
Specifically, like, every 6 months, we get the phone call of the woman who is scheduled to be in a wedding, but she got the rule that she's, like, not allowed to cut her hair, or all the attendant, whoever's standing up for the bride has to lose 10 pounds, or...
The bride is making ridiculous requests, and it's all about her. She's emotional, she snaps, and she becomes, quote-unquote, bridezilla. There have been TV series made of bridezillas.
Right.
But I have never heard up until yesterday about groomzillas.
Okay.
And if you have one of these, you're getting married, but it's your fiancé, the groom that has become the groomzilla, then give us a call right now, 404-741-Q100, because Katy Perry says that Russell Brand is a groomzilla.
Really?
Like, he has taken control of everything, and it's driving her crazy. She's trying to make plans, and he is taking control of everything.
Wow.
He wants it to be his event.
Wow.
And he's sort of pushing her aside, and I think it's the first time I have ever heard of a groomzilla before.
I'm sure it's happened before, though.
Absolutely. I'm sure,
like,
it happens
if she's,
all the time.
You know how they say opposites attract? Like, so if the woman's, like, a real, like, creative spirit and just, like, go with the flow person, and maybe she's dating and going to marry somebody super OCD, then he would have to take control because he would think that, like, she would never get it done.
Right.
I'm sure it's happened.
I mean, like, Tracy is pretty, you know, organized everything, and I'm with her own wedding she was, but I could see Scott being the kind of guy, her husband, who is, you know, he has planned events, so I could see him where he would, like, no, this is how it's got to be.
Yeah.
This is the show we're going to put
on,
you know?
Well, then Tracy gets lowered from a helicopter and they ride in.
Exactly.
Because guys do tend, there are some guys that do tend to have control tendencies, for sure. Mm-hmm. So even if it's a wedding and they're not necessarily invested in the wedding, just the fact that they need to control it, I could certainly see that happening. Mm-hmm. But Katy Perry says about Russell Brand, like, he's just obnoxious.
He
wants to pick
the
colors. He wants to pick the china patterns. He wants to pick her dress out. It's centering around him.
Her dress?
Everything. He wants his hands in everything.
That's one thing he's got to stay away from. You got to let her choose the dress.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Okay, good. How are you?
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Actually, it's my brother-in-law. Well, he is the hugest groomzilla ever. Like, he's down to wanting to pick my sister's hairstyle.
No.
For the wedding.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
I promise you. Like, he has the color, the hair, he wants the seating done a certain way. Yeah.
What does she have to say about that?
I mean, she's just pretty much like, I don't want to do it, so it's fine.
Does it come from a different place for a guy?
I mean, I'm pretty sure if she could, then she would plan it, but...
Like, for me, for the bridezilla definition comes from, like, this long history of women thinking about this wedding day and how it has to be so perfect, and they've just been thinking about it so long. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a guy, it feels like the mentality is different. It's just a control thing.
Well, I have talked to guys in the past, though, some guy friends who, and straight guy friends who already had in mind what they wanted their wedding to be like. So, I mean, I've had conversations with guys before, which, you know, I never thought about at the time, but it's not like the traditional wedding. They wanted, you know, to have it at a certain place and have like this medieval theme, and we're going to be like the king and queen. And you know how guys do all
even their hands off metal plates.
Very manly.
Hey, Diana, you're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
That's awesome. Good morning, guys.
Hey, you have a groomzilla?
Yes. My fiance, when he proposed to me, and then the next thing he says, okay, so now we're going to go and pick up the colors, and then we're going to go and pick up the flowers. And he knew that every single step we had to go through until we have to pick the cake and where to go from. I mean, he's been with his sister had a wedding not too long ago. So he's been helping his sister, so he knew all the process that he had to go through. But the fact that he's such a control freak and he has to know about everything that happens, what the photographer said, why did he contact me? Why did he email you, not me? Does he think that you're more important than me? I want to know. I want to know this. I want to know that. I mean, I wanted to have a wedding since I was 5 years old. I was dreaming about it. And now he comes along and he steals that from you. He steals my thunder.
I think that's kind of cute, though. I think it's awesome that guys want to be involved in the wedding planning, because I think you see more guys often than not want to have anything to do with the wedding, not pick out the colors, not go to appointments. But I think that's kind of endearing that guys want to be involved somewhat. The dress and the hair, you got to stay away from
that. Involved and taken over.
No. He has a point to say, even in the hair. Oh, I don't want you to have the hair down. I want it up. And I don't want it to be too poofy. I wanted to be like that, and I want the dress. I mean, I didn't show him my dress, but he kind of, I don't want a straight dress. I want it to be like, I want you to be like a princess. I want you to be that. I want you to be that. Oh, no. It's a nightmare.
If you scratch the surface just a little bit more, is it kind of freak you out? Like, this might be a red flag that he's so controlling that the rest of your life is going to be like this in other areas?
No, it's not. Actually, that's the only thing that I mean, we've been together for almost 3 years, and this is the only time I see him more controlling than I've ever seen him. Like, he doesn't care about any other stuff than the wedding right now.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Thank you for calling.
And no problem.
So they're out there.
What would you prefer?
I do like his I do like Jason's involvement thus far. You know, as soon as we got engaged, he did tell me, I want to do it here. I want to do it on this date. And I thought that was great. You know, we don't have to sit there and think about the date. He does have a particular veil he wants me to wear, just because he always imagined me in this particular veil.
Aww, but that's cute.
Yeah, it's like the little involvement.
If we have to do extremes, would you rather him be totally controlling it or totally avoiding
it? Get out of it.
Get out
of it. Just show up in your uniform on time and don't worry about how much it costs or what it looks like.
Hey, Vicky, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. We had a friend that we went to church with, and the guy was very, very serious, always just a very serious-minded person, and his wife was a real big cut-up. True story, kid you not. He, at the rehearsal, I mean, I wouldn't really call him a groomzilla, but I think it plays into the story pretty well, and it's interesting. But he was just very serious. He wanted everybody to be serious. Guys, don't mess this up. This is a very important day. And so his wife and the rest of the wedding party got together and decided that they were going to do something really goofy. Uh-huh. And they blacked out their teeth and did not wear shoes down the aisle. And her dad, who was the minister, wore a really goofy tie. And he did not know it until the wedding started. We're all sitting there looking at this wedding, and I'm feeling horrible for him. And I can hear people behind me going, oh, my gosh.
But I think that's the reason he was attracted to her. I got to say, you know, that's what he needed in his life.
Right.
So
oh
it comes out. Sometimes you don't want it to, but that's what he wanted in a woman.
No, the blacked out teeth. Awful.
There should be a show called Groomzilla. I think we
I think we just tapped into something here. Hey, Dana, real quick, what's up?
My cousin, I'm in his wedding on Saturday, and he is so bad that his mother calls him the bride.
Really? He's dead control?
Yes. When they're talking about the bride, they're talking about him. He has changed the date. He has picked out that he wanted 9 groomsmen, that the bride, who is 13 years younger than him, had to go and find people to be in the wedding because she didn't have enough people to be in it to cover his portion. So,
he's like, baby, go make friends.
Right.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.